So I'm joined here by Kildare Camogie manager Rob O'Neill. Very happy with the win, Rob, I suppose. Look, it was probably, you probably knew you were going to win, maybe even at half time. It was kind of very one-sided at times, but I suppose you're very pleased with the domination and the performance for 60 minutes from your team.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you can only play the team that's in front of you. This validates the belief that we have as a management team in this team. The pride that these girls take in wearing this jersey is incredible. As I say, you know, all credit to Wicklow. They did have a couple of purple patches. I think we absorbed them very well. The way we distributed the ball, our composure under pressure, our shot selection, and our ability to be able to move the ball through the thirds and actually take the score when it was needed, I think, again, vindicates what's happening in training. May not necessarily have been a reflection of the results, but the results to date have, I think, not been a reflection of the effort that we've put in. And when the girls are so disappointed with not getting a result in the three games, and now we're back to full strength, well then, it again validates our decision and this journey. There's a long way to go in this journey. So.
Absolutely, yeah. But as you say, like the kind of last few games and even leading in two of them at half-time, like, and you probably would have felt a bit hard done by at times not to have probably pushed on and won them. So I suppose today was probably a huge day to really prove to people that you can actually, you know, that you can win and go further on in this division.
Yeah, look, the again, our ability to be able to absorb the pressure when it comes on, I think, is shown in this one. You know, we you're right, we were a little bit disappointed going into into half time on two or three of the previous games leading and not been able to sustain that. You know, it's something that we have been working on. And again, look, this is going to give us the momentum and the energy that we needed to ahead of our own game. So very much looking forward to it. The girls are on a bit of a high. We're going to celebrate it. And the future is going to be... future is going to be bright for this group.
Absolutely. And I suppose finally then, as you talk about the Tyrone game, I'm just looking on Scorbio. It's 1-11 to Cavan, 1-9 to Tyrone. Obviously, I know you kind of need Tyrone to lose, I suppose, to set it up for what is essentially a quarter-final. Now, I don't think it's full-time yet or whatever, but obviously that would set up a huge game and all roads would probably lead to Tyrone next Saturday.
Yeah, all roads. Well, we knew what we had to do at the very start. You know, this isn't... We have individuals who are skilled enough to win a game, but, you know, to win a championship, we need a panel, and this is exactly what we're doing. This is what we did when we went to the bench. We arguably strengthened our team, and that shows with everybody back now from injury and exams that we have the strength and depth to be able to look to the Tyrone game, and also to be able to look for the future. You know, we're going to Tyrone. We're looking for results. We're going to set ourselves up in for an All Ireland semi final, and this journey is pretty much only still beginning for Kildare.